Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Once again this morning, we return to the first book of Kings, chapter 19, beginning in the fifth verse. As Elijah lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gives us our food in due season, dear friends in Christ, supersize me. Does it seem to you like everything in restaurants is getting bigger lately? Bigger burgers, bigger drinks, larger portions of all the other menu items? You're not imagining it. A new study by health science professors from Tufts University and Boston College studied 1,800 menu items from 10 fast food restaurants and concluded that the entrees are indeed getting bigger. The study also warned that, quote, "the frequency of eating away from home is positively associated with increased risk for chronic health conditions like hypertension, obesity, and insulin resistance." Obviously, portion control is very important to a healthy, nutritious intake. And if that's true of the body, then it's doubly true of the spiritual nutrition that we require for our souls. Thankfully, here at ILC, you are perfectly positioned to receive a balanced diet of God's holy law and especially of his blessed gospel. And that's why we can say once again with absolute confidence, the food here is perfect. In studying the episode of Elijah's flight into the wilderness, we've learned that the Lord always supplies his believers with just the perfect food for their individual journeys. It always comes at the perfect time, and it's always the perfect kind. This morning we learn another comforting truth. It always comes in the perfect amount. And that's important, because you don't know how much you need. You may think you do. I'm sure Elijah did. Elijah probably said to himself, "Great. I've had some of this terrific bread. I've had a drink. I'm all set. That's plenty. Thank you very much. That's all I need." That's what he thought anyway, and then he lay back down to sleep. But the Lord knew better. The Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." You think you know how much energy you need, Elijah, but you don't. I do. And I will give you the perfect amount. If any of you are runners, and I know some of you are, you'll be acquainted with the way that runners in preparation for a race will often do this thing called carb loading, essentially eating carbohydrates to put energy into their muscles that'll be available during the race. And they know exactly how many calories they need to have on board in order to complete a certain length of race. Too few and they'll run out of energy, too many and they'll be weighed down. We as Christians, we don't really know how long our race is going to be. That hasn't been given to us. How far can you see ahead in your life? Maybe dimly down to the next bend in the road, maybe not even that. But it's different for Jesus. He sees your whole journey, every twist and turn included. He sees exactly how far you have to go. He knows exactly the obstacles and the challenges that you're going to encounter along the way. And Christ supplies the perfect food for you in exactly the perfect amount. The most important way you receive the bread of life, of course, is through the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament. You receive it when you hear the word preached here in chapel or at church, when you learn it in your religion class, or your math or your science class, for that matter. When you read your Bible in your dorm room, you receive it in a very special way when you partake of the Lord's body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. In each of these ways, your Lord feeds you with the sweet food of the gospel. He comforts you with the food that your sorrowing soul needs the most. When you come, confessing your sins and shortcomings, your flaws and your failures, your wanderings, your waywardnesses, your Lord does not reject you. He does not cast you out. Jesus said, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." No, indeed. Each time you come to your good shepherd, he takes you gently in his arms. He says, "Fear not, my child. Your sins are forgiven you. You shall not die, but live. I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. And no one shall snatch you out of my hand." And of course, everything else you need in life is going to follow that most important spiritual food. The writer of the Proverbs offers a prayer that each of us would do well to imitate. "O Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion." Literally, feed me with food that is appropriate to me. Food that you decide, Lord, not I decide, is the correct portion for me. Our restaurants may be bad at portion control, but our God is not. Everything he does in our lives, indeed, everything that he allows to occur in our lives, is precisely calibrated to provide the maximum spiritual benefit to his beloved children. Even the hard things, you say? Even the sad things, the painful things? Yes, even those. Christians throughout the centuries have comforted themselves with the promise our Lord gives us in Romans 8:28, a passage I know many of you have committed to memory. "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose." God has already prepared your food for you, and you can rest assured it's exactly the right amount. Longtime Seattle icon, a man named Ivar Haglund, thought he knew what the perfect food was: clams. Founder of Ivar's Fish Bar, Haglund said that nobody in the Pacific Northwest can ever really go hungry because, quote, "we're surrounded by acres of clams." Are clams the perfect food? Lentils? Maybe not. We've learned it's impossible to say that there's a single food that's perfect for everybody. But there is one thing you can say with absolute confidence, that when it comes to the spiritual nutrition we need the most, right here at ILC, right here, the food is perfect. On your own, the journey would be too great for you, but never fear, you're not on your own. The Lord will be with you. He will give you the food that is appropriate for you, the specific supplies you need for whatever situation, whatever challenges you find yourself in. It will always come at the perfect time. It'll always be the perfect kind. And it'll always come in the perfect amount. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with hymn number 200, stanzas 1, 3, and 4.